The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. Good morning. Here they come. Well, hello. I'm so glad you're here with us. Come on up. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And so we start once again at the baptismal font, one of my favorite places in this entire building. All right. Yes, I like the windows. Yes, I even like the pews. Right. I really love all the stuff up here, but the baptismal font, because this is where everything starts for you and for you and you and you and you and all of us. This is where it starts. We heard in the reading from Romans, a passage that is read at baptisms, right? But that's just one place where that's read. What other kind of service do you think? Okay, if we read that we are all baptized into Christ Jesus, and we read about that at our baptism, where else do you think we hear about being with Christ? You know where else your baptism continues? We read part of that reading at funerals, when we celebrate the life of someone who has just died. So, we got it at the baptism, we've got it at the funeral. You know what? Your baptism stays with you all through your life. It's not just at the beginning in your baptism when you're a little one. And it's not just at the funeral when you've died and we're celebrating you. August of this year, two young ladies are going to come forward and we're going to do their confirmation. And that's a continuation of their baptism, right? Just a couple weeks, I'm going to be helping with a wedding. That's a continuation of your baptism. If you decide that you want to be a pastor like me when you're ordained, that's a continuation of your baptism. You see, what we hear and we learn in baptism is that Jesus is with us. And Jesus is going to stay with you every step of your life, from the very beginning right up to your funeral. And so you get to realize that Jesus stays with you. Jesus loves you. Jesus surrounds you with all the help that he can surround you with. Right? When you're in school, when you're playing in the park in the summertime, because it's a really cool thing to do, right? Whenever it is that you go swimming, or whenever it is that you take a shower, Jesus is with you. And that water can remind you of your baptism. So from the beginning to the end, Jesus loves you, Jesus is with you, and Jesus wants to help you. And it all began right there. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being with us through the waters of our baptism. Help us to remember that you stay with us. Help us to remember that you are guiding us and leading us, that you are helping us all the days of our life. Help us as we share this love with others, and we give you thanks, Lord, for this day. Amen. You guys have a great day. Thank you for being here.